Where do leaders come from? In Bushwick, Brooklyn, USA, a young mother finds a community centre that gives her just what she needs to move her life forward. By Marcia Kresge. A young woman named Tony came to the community centre where I used to work, asking for money to feed her children. We did not have cash on hand to help her. We gave her a walk around the centre instead, described the computer area, the dance and piano lessons, and that we had an open mic with guest artists and a potluck dinner once a month. She was so excited to see the computer area, and maybe she could read a poem or one of her short stories at the next open mic. Of course. After that, she started coming in every day with her computer and would write and write. Several board members complained that her then 7-year-old son was watching TV all day in the centre. More complaints from board members came in when Tony stayed all day, while other neighbours and residents only occasionally used the computer area. As the centre manager, I was under pressure to control how many free hours of internet Tony used, how long her son could stay and watch TV. Sometimes she left him by himself while she went home to take care of her elderly parent who could not work. There was also pressure to bring in more people to use the space. Nevertheless, it was clear that Tony was looking for work and trying to improve her situation. She regularly asked us to help with her resume or on cover letters. One day, Tony explained that coming to the centre gave her space to think. She said that she told her family, "Mummy's going to work at the centre." She came every day, staying until closing time, mingling with residents and other members and working on her computer. One open mic night, Tony shared a story and everyone was moved. She shared 3 poems too. She asked everyone to be ready for the release of her first book of poems to be published online. It seemed indeed she was working, just not for any wages. As the months rolled by, Tony kept coming to the centre. She asked us to proofread her book. At the next open mic, she sang a poem in blues style. What a voice, she revealed. Her son was there in the audience, and her teenage daughter and her friend came to see Mum's work. For someone living in poverty, with the stresses of raising a family, combined with her determination to keep working on what she was passionate about, Tony had a gift for networking that was revealed when she came up with the idea to have the open mic every week. Tony got tablecloths, candles and curtains to transform the open studio into a jazz club. Her initiative was so appreciated because she, from being in the centre all the time and linking with like-minded musicians, poets and artists, believed that the community needed a club to share their art. Just as those of us who worked in the centre believed that an underserved community needed an open mic and exposure to various artists from outside the hood, she believed that we needed to go one step forward and have a weekly get-together to hear what was being produced locally. Tony managed all the preparations. On opening night, the board came and changed their minds about how the space was used. They experienced the results of having space and time to grow, where before they seemed to believe the centre resources were not being used properly. What happened? The centre had unknowingly fed a new leader in the community. One board member offered to coach Tony in developing an audience and bringing in donations. The board member explained that if we charge admission, the musicians and poets could earn some money, and maybe Tony could get something for her organising. That was the beginning of change for both the community centre and for Tony. Today, you can see Tony She's published her book, the title, From Me to You. It shows her heartfelt vision to share through poetry what inspires her in life.